With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. A day after the long-anticipated Republican plan to continue Medicaid expansion was revealed, House Democrats reacted with strong criticism.
Frankly, right now, I don't know what there's to negotiate about.
Casey Schreiner is the Democratic House Minority Leader. An early outline of the Republican plan to continue the state's health care program for low-income adults by Great Falls Representative Ed Buttrey suggests significant changes. It would establish what Buttrey calls, quote, community engagement requirements, unquote, for certain Medicaid recipients.
The idea of the program for this population is to help people get healthier, both mentally and physically, to help them, if possible, to get better employment, move on to the exchange, move into business with a company that provides benefits like health care, and that's the real intent of the program.
Buttrey carried the 2015 bill that expanded Medicaid in Montana, which passed the legislature and was signed by Governor Steve Bullock. Now, Buttrey says people who receive health coverage benefits should, in exchange, have, quote, skin in the game. His so-called Medicaid Reform and Integrity Act would require some recipients to either work or participate in behavioral health or substance use disorder treatment, community service, or other activities. They'd also be subject to health risk and job readiness assessments. The outline also calls for a new grant program to incentivize businesses to hire low-income workers. On Thursday, Democrats pushed back on that idea. They had an attorney from Arkansas phone into a meeting in the Capitol. Last year, Arkansas became the first state to implement and enforce workforce requirements since the Trump administration allowed states to attach Medicaid coverage and mandatory work. Kevin DeLibion represents people on low incomes who qualify for Medicaid and says the requirements didn't turn out well. He says they're illegal and result in people having trouble navigating the new system and losing health coverage.
The state doesn't have any basis on which to say that the work requirements have been successful. If anything, it's the opposite that's been true. Tons of people have been terminated.
Arkansas requires enrollees in expanded Medicaid to work or participate in community engagement activities at least 80 hours a month. Months after implementation, thousands of people enrolled lost their coverage for failing to comply. Arkansas is among 9 states with federally approved or pending work requirements for Medicaid expansion adults, according to analysis from the Kaiser Family Foundation. Kansas and Kentucky are both currently being sued over theirs. Representative Buttrey says his draft plan to require Medicaid recipients who are able to participate in 80 hours a month of community engagement requirements
will result in the program enrollment decreasing, but I don't think by much. And I hear the government saying we're going to spend money to root out just a few bad actors, but you know, we have that responsibility to the taxpayers. This is taxpayer money.
It's unclear how much the state would have to spend to enforce the requirement and how much it might save by disenrolling those who fail to meet it. A detailed list of activities that would count toward those requirements and who is exempted is still getting worked out. The draft of the bill calls for the state to review Medicaid expansion enrollees' compliance of the requirements 4 times a year. Buttrey says it is not the goal of these requirements to drastically change the enrollment level in Montana's Medicaid expansion program. Democrats are working on their own bill to continue Montana's Medicaid expansion program. Representative Mary Cafaro, a Democrat from Helena, plans to carry it. No draft of it is available, but Cafaro says it would remove the sunset from Montana's current Medicaid expansion program.
What we have in Montana is a Medicaid expansion program that works.
And Cafaro says Democrats are proposing a $3 million a year increase to the current workforce element of Montana's program. Participation in that is voluntary. It offers participants help finding jobs and learning skills that help them get employed. House Democrats do not yet have a plan to pay for that funding increase. A Democratic bill to maintain the status quo on Medicaid expansion appears unlikely to win enough Republican support to pass. The Republican majority could potentially pass Buttrey's bill without any Democratic votes. That could put Democratic Governor Steve Bullock in the difficult position of vetoing it, with the clock ticking on Medicaid expansion, which is scheduled to expire at the end of June. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.